This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink, take your seat, and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laugh-In Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to another special episode of Laugh-In Theater. That's right, it is Laugh-In Isolation Theater. I am Andy Atherton, your host, and we're back. We're doing a sequel, actually, by popular demand. And I have a new crew to watch the sequel, different than I watched the original. Let's get the rest of the trio of tonight's watch in here. First off, my good friend and often podcast partner, Miss Miranda Berthel, the Reverend Lady, whatever you want to call her, she will answer to. How are you doing tonight?
I'm not dead.
So, okay. That was like the same open you had last time.
I'm going to say, I was like, wait, did I say that last time too?
Nothing like originality here.
I could just do my best Monty Python and be like, I'm not dead yet. I got better.
All right.
Which may offend someone else in a second. Not sure. We'll have to see.
Well, speaking of offending people, one of the chaps from across the pond on Special Relations, Mr. Ben Locke. Ben, how are you tonight?
Hello, Andy. I'm very well, considering it's 4 o'clock in the morning here. I'm all good.
All right. Well, I appreciate you staying up late or getting up early. I don't know how you want to look at it to watch
time,
this movie.
Time means nothing at the moment, does it? So we're all okay.
It's one long day of working from home and homeschooling and doing other things and being essential and isolated. And God, who the fuck knows?
Yeah. Glad someone's still essential. Not essential anymore.
I'm very much classed as essential, so I'm just not working till Wednesday now. So we're all good.
Ah, well, you know, everybody here at Place Nation is essential, and you're essential because we love you all, and you guys all contribute, and you guys are all awesome because that's what makes Place Nation great. And also that goes out to our associate feeds that we are associated with, North South Connection, Jenny Position, and we got the Place of Nation Wrestling, Place of Nation Pop, the website, social media, everything. Check everything out. Love it, leave it, but, you know, always say the name right.
Call it.
All right, anyway, so we're here tonight to watch a very funny movie. It is 1991's The Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear. It is the sequel to 1988's Naked Gun. This is starring Leslie Nielsen, Priscilla Presley, George Kennedy, O.J. Simpson, Robert Goulet, Richard Griffiths, amongst other very funny people. The plot summary is Lieutenant Frank Drebin discovers that his ex-girlfriend's new beau is involved in a plot to kidnap a scientist who advocates for solar energy. So this is one of the funny parody, silly movies from the people who brought you Airplane, amongst other movies. So we're just going to get to it. It's on Netflix. I'm queued up to 000. Miranda, Ben, you guys queued up and ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. My count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play. And we got Paramount coming. Like every movie, it seems like I do on this show, has Paramount Pictures.
It's another one of those, like,
you're
Okay.
So we're looking over Washington, D.C. just to make sure everybody's all queued up with Paramount Pictures Presents.
Yes.
Abram Zucker, like I said, they were the one of the comedy teams from the 80s and 70s and 80s.
I learned something when Peter and I went to D.C. a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But in this scene, this is not the case, this is a serial shot of D.C. But typically when something is shot in quote, either like at the White House or at here, one of the museums, they're actually not.
Ah.
It is very, very seldom, we were told by our tour guide, it's very, very seldom that it's actually the Washington Monument. Like, this is aerial view currently that we are seeing. They're zooming into the White House. So that is a legitimate view of the White House because that is allowed.
Uh-huh, yeah. So we're inside the White House here with...
Nelson and Winnie.
Nelson and Winnie Mandela. Kind of like how the first one opens with all the... at least this time now we have a... We don't have evil people. Well, it depends on your perspective. George and Barbara Bush.
Rest in peace.
That's how you feel about the Bushes.
That Barbara Bush is dead on. Jesus.
Yes, it is.
George.
That's not a bad George.
No, it's not a bad George.
That Barbara Bush is so good, it makes you wonder, is that Miss Bush?
And there's Lieutenant Drebin right there. Very Tip O'Neill looking. Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House back then, for those of you who weren't alive. There's the great Richard Griffiths sitting there, the late. He passed away a couple years ago.
Yes.
Ooh, how you doing? Such a gentleman.
I'm sorry. Oh, God. It's a good-looking bush from the distance, but when they get up close, that's when you're like, yeah, that's not bush.
Yeah, you gotta always tell what the real and fake bush, you know, you gotta be able to differentiate that. I like to tell you. Our new police commissioner here.
Yeah, he does get, like, Bush voice.
Mm-hmm. He's no Dana Carvey, but...
No, he's no Dana Carvey for sure.
His 1,000th drug dealer kill. I forgot I had nothing to give awards.
That's what proud of.
Last tour, I backed over with my car. Just luckily they were drug dealers.
I know police officers that really are like that. It just happens by luck.
Well, it's Jonah Hill. Older. Oh, I know. Yeah. These are all better known as Spill. Smoke. Kaboom.
All the That's different... a title, isn't it?
Yes. Ooh, those are some big lobsters. And he takes the centerpiece. What is that, like a 5-pound lobster at least? What do you guys prefer? You guys prefer claw or you prefer tail meat?
Tail meat.
Tail.
And does anybody else feel like crab just tastes kind of like shrimp?
Well, it depends on the crab, I guess. My aunt doesn't like crab because it's too much work for not.
It is a lot of work.
Whoa! Boy, you don't want to call it to the nipple.
That's gonna leave a mark. I just grabbed myself. That hurts. Like, that makes me hurt.
Oops. There used to be a place in New Jersey I used to go. I took Ellen there actually a couple of years ago. It was a buffet and they had lobster on it. And it was like $70 or whatever it was. I mean, it had other top stuff, but. We had these people that were sitting behind us. We called them the Lobster Twins because that's all they were eating all night.
Well, I mean, if you go to those places where it's like all you can eat lobster and you pay that much, you're going to gorge yourself in lobster because you just paid $70.
Well, yeah, but there's like there was shrimp and there was oysters and there was salmon. You know, there was Carving Station. I mean, it was everything was really great there. I mean, they were known for the lobster, but. Oof. Poor Barbara's getting the shit out of her.
Barbara's taking a beating.
Here we go, more. So, same as in the first one, we have the siren over the title, and there you get the first-person perspective here. Now, we had a lot of questions the last time, like, why is it on a roller coaster? Jenny was getting motion sick.
No, it's not a Guy Ritchie. I'm not getting motion sick yet.
So now we're in a rodeo.
Which, okay.
Oh, bumper cars.
Oh, that I could see.
Mm-hmm. You guys bumper car fans?
I can see what Jenny's saying now. Like, if you could just keep watching that, you're like, whoa.
She's like, good Lord. Yeah, a strip club here. Not a very good strip club because they're all fully clothed.
But, you know, in some states, they cannot. They can do as little as possible, but they can't be naked.
Well, where's the foot in that?
Yeah, well, the rule is if you're topless, you can have alcohol. If you go full nude, you can't have alcohol. Now we're in somebody's inside of somebody here.
And if you want to serve food.
Oh, it's like a baby.
Yeah, that's a vajayjay.
A vajayjay. Yes, we just came out of a vajayjay. First time on Laughing Theater. Sasha. You guys,
you guys
get that reference, right? When she slapped the cop?
Yes.
The Meinheimer Institute.
Meinheimer.
Yeah, Meinheimer.
These clothes are killing me.
Oh. Yeah, oof, that's some blue dress there she got on.
That's some power dressing going on there. That's that's like Dynasty quality shoulder pads.
Right? My grandmother used to love that show so much.
From the first one, Jesus.
That's some good fake crying there.
Here comes Harry Potter's uncle. Which
<cheer. laughs> Oh yeah, I forgot he was the uncle. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's the guy from Naked Gun. Yeah, we were talking.
He's done loads of stuff over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about Priscilla Presley, how good looking she was, and then now she can barely move because of all the Botox and work she's had done.
As someone that had to have Botox for medical reasons for migraines, I do not understand why anyone would have it just because. Mm-hmm. I couldn't move my forehead or emote for months. It was so weird. So weird. And very uncomfortable.
Some women just have to, you have to let yourself age. That's all.
Well, mine was her migraines, so it went like across my forehead, down the sides of my face, up the back of my neck, and across the back of my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I also couldn't raise my arm the whole way either, because it does. It like limits the movement and the muscles, so you don't get fine lines and wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
I like how this guy is just like dumping paper. Oh!
Hey, there's a bomb in
there.
He's
not even questioning, which makes you wonder, what else has this man seen?
He's the janitor. They see everything. Hey, look. Found this. That's a nice clock.
Hey, I've worked with some police officers like that.
And they're security guards. Oh, I gotta fix it. By my security guards. Oh, Jesus. poor watch guy. He's finishing the job, though.
You gotta admire the handiwork.
Yeah. Oh, God. Literally. The body line on the elevator door.
The hieroglyphics. But that was an Egyptian?
Yes.
Walked like an Egyptian? Did you say you're a stick person? Oh my God, I've never paid attention to that in all my life. There's
that I can count. For the record, Miranda is snorting way earlier than Jenny did on the last
Miranda is about 3/4 of the way into a double Jack and Ginger.
Oh, you go, girl.
Actually, excuse me, Jameson and Ginger. Oh. I bet Jameson in this house.
There you go. Frank found another one. Ugh, that's kind of a mess.
Well done, Brad.
Excuse me, miss. What the hell is Quasimodo doing here?
That bad.
Shit, it's time to change it to a red dress.
Well, it's very upsetting. She needs to change.
I was going to say, I would like to know, does she carry around a complete wardrobe? Like, what is going on?
Breasts that seem to say, hey, look at these.
I didn't know breasts talked, but that's okay.
You know, I convinced my girlfriend's son that my penis could talk. So.
Oh my God.
Did you give it a voice?
The Siri on my work phone is very sensitive. So I turned, it was in my pocket, and it started talking. He goes, what was that? I said, my penis. He goes, your penis talks? I'm like, yeah. I said, you'll be able to do it once you're a little older.
If any of your parts talk, you probably need to see an exorcist. Get the doctor, find an exorcist.
How are the children? We didn't have any children. Oh yeah.
How was your prostate?
Who's obsessed? The woman that cries buckets of tears? Just saying. Ancient history likes to do that.
He hasn't returned 13.
Oh, God.
Oh, what are we doing? He never forgets her face. He has a photographic
memory. Why is every meeting she addresses him, Dr. Mannheimer, and then they talk about the dinner? Like, oh, my God.
You look at her face and he's talking about sex. That's quite the sketch there.
Many sketches.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I had to look up and see what else the guy that's playing the doctor had been in, because I'm like, why does he look so freaking like familiar and it's not from this? He is Vernon Dursley. And Harry Potter. Oh my God,
Miranda, we talked about that 5 minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
I missed it. I was like messing with my
Miranda's getting her drink,
and I missed it. And then like you guys are talking about how he looks like somebody, and I'm like, oh, I'll catch it in a minute. And then I'm sitting here staring at him, going, but who?
Well, that's the guy.
Less evil.
Oh, Robert Goulet.
Oh, he's Goulet.
They don't make him like that anymore. That's a mustache.
I mean, that is a fabulous tash, isn't it?
Oh, I can't even grow a pitiful mustache, let alone something like that.
I am getting to the stage now where the quarantine mustache might need to go. Oh.
Every few days, I'm like, should I grow a quarantine beard? And I'm like, no.
Gary's had a beard, and now he's reaching like levels of quarantine. If I can't get in to see the barber pretty soon, like it's all going to go.
You probably read the book on male sexual dysfunction.
We have this giant billboard on the way to the town Mr. over.
Mr. Poopy Pants. Sorry.
No, it's okay. We have this giant billboard on the way to the town over that's like, do you have ED? Call me. And every time I see it, I can't help but laugh. And Caden's always like, Mom, why do you laugh at this point in the road all the time? I'm like, no reason.
Oh, he's noticing that there's a pattern.
What is? Because it's every time I see that.
Now we're in a nightclub somehow.
It's like a fancy nightclub, though.
It's a trendy jazz bar, I think.
I know. I've been too drunk to light a cigarette before, yes.
I've been so drunk before that I've been like, where are my cigarettes? Where are my cigarettes? And then remembered, I don't smoke. So there's that. I like that she's selling pills. And oh, yeah. She's got a gun on this tray and a rope. Like, this is a really depressive place. Jeez.
Just like this is just. This bar is filled with sadness and depression. A white Russian.
This is an appropriate song for the current moment.
Yeah, it's rude. What the hell is that drink?
There's a black Russian.
There's a shrimp in there. What?
That looks like a fucked up version of like a tequila sunrise or like mixed with a sex on the beach or something.
It's like a Bloody Mary and a margarita had a kid.
That's a good one too.
Man, I heard her say, get out of my life. I knew it was over. Ed's wife, his name is Edna.
Which is hysterical, but... Because who's named Edna now, but everybody's like grandmothers.
Yeah. It's like Ruth must have been a hot name 80 years ago. And Ethel.
Yeah, in like 50, I don't say with you guys, if like 50 years time, there'll be like, you know, all these 80-year-old Tylers and Courtneys and
like mine is Kaden. Yeah. They're gonna be like, oh,
Michaela.
God, that's such an old name.
What's Grandma Mackenzie doing? Now she's wearing a black dress. What is happening?
She's got a full wardrobe.
Yeah. Like in her purse.
Hey, we can hold a lot of shit in our purses.
Have you ever seen a woman's bag? They, like Amanda said, they could put a lot in there.
Fucking Mary Poppins up in that bitch. Like, I have a friend that knows just what all I carry in my purse. So she texted me the other day and was like, I can't find hand sanitizer anywhere. And she's like, do you want to? I was like, don't even finish that sentence. You can't have any of it. Can't have any of it.
That is mad.
Hey, right now, I could probably sell that shit on the black market for a pretty good penny.
You probably could.
But I won't, because my child, who's obsessed with making sure his hands were clean, would freak out that mom sold it.
No, we don't want that.
My kid is one of those that he will wash his hands thoroughly, and then he will put on hand sanitizer, and then like 30 minutes later use hand sanitizer again.
Oh, she wants them to be friends. Oh.
Oh, sorry. I was grabbing a beverage.
Is it as fun as mine?
No, well, it's a pomegranate Schaffenhofer. So
I've never had one, but it sounds interesting.
Well, the grapefruit is better, but I had the pomegranate was in the fridge. I didn't feel like a beer, like, ugh, with just like that right now, so. Where'd that third hand come from?
I really do miss kind of like old slapstick kind of comedy like this.
They don't make visual gag movies like this anymore.
In both of your opinion, do you think you could legitimately make this movie now and people be okay with it?
It depends on the jokes and whether or not people would get it.
Depends on the cast as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you put like a Ryan Reynolds in something like this, because he's got those great facials and that way of talking.
He's got more than those great facials.
Oh, damn, dude! Just saying.
Well, the thing is, you'd want like, obviously, like Leslie Nielsen back in the day was like a proper serious actor, wasn't he? So you kind of want somebody with that serious background who'd be willing to do something like this, and then everybody else like bounces off him.
Yeah,
that is very true.
It seems like today though, every serious actor takes like a comedy turn here, and vice versa. Mm. There's no, you know, and here's the evil energy people here.
Goulet, the evil Goulet.
I kind of like that, you know, they have that, like, evil. My grandmother used to be, like, so in love with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You probably like Tom Jones, too.
This is the grandma there. So I didn't go to preschool. I stayed home with her. And everyone used to get tickled because, oh crap, now his name, he's another like great mustache gentleman.
Was he a crooner?
He's on a cop show now.
Oh, Selleck.
Yes,
Tom Selleck.
So at three, when somebody would say Tom Selleck, my grandmother, this just to let you know my grandmother's opinion of Tom Selleck, I would go, a chihuahua. She taught me to say that about Tom Selleck. Coincidentally, my dad looks a lot like Tom Selleck. Which is so crazy. My dad had one of those like amazing mustaches that most people can't have.
Oh my god, it's two Vernon Dursley.
Two? Les dos.
That's gonna be confusing.
This fee is $1 million.
Oh, God.
He looks like meatloaf.
A boot on his wheelchair.
Gotta stop him.
He's got to head back, so he's driving backwards.
Driving backwards. Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's going to ruin your day right there.
But it's like it's like this joke. Like you say, you wouldn't be able to do something like this now. Like, you know, somebody would be expecting some sort of special effects. It's like, no, that doesn't need it. Just something simple like that works.
Yeah.
People have, you know, people have no sense of humor these days either.
I find myself not enjoying some of the, like, this sounds really bad, and people, somebody's going to, like, at us because I'm about to say this, but I find that I don't enjoy a lot of the comedy movies that come out now versus, like, the older ones that...
Did you notice the woman showering behind the door?
What was the last really good comedy film that came out?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, there are plenty of funny movies, hard to place.
Yeah, like, come right out and say, like, oh, this is, like, the best comedy movie ever. Now, I know there are some that have come out that they are classifying them as comedies, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily know why I would. Yeah.
I'm actually sitting here trying to work out what was the last comedy film I saw. God,
yeah.
You know, it might have been. You're gonna laugh. It might have been like The House, which was absolutely awful. But it was like,
I mean, Bridesmaids, stuff like that.
Oh, Bridesmaids is awesome.
The Hangover.
Yeah, but even. Those have been out for a hot minute.
I know. They've been out for...
Stuper was okay. That was a 2019 mm-hmm. one. That one was pretty okay.
I mean, it was just on HBO, but Good Boys was hysterical.
Mm.
Well, I mean, Jojo Rabbit was technically a comedy.
Yeah. That
was good. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'd say, like, oh, that was hysterical. It was good.
I mean, you went through, like, a time period, like, about 2005, 2010, like, you say, where they were sort of coming out every few months. So you got The Hangover, Bridesmaids, mm-hmm. Old School.
Yeah.
You know, proper, and then now it's like what? I can't even think of one.
Roman Coliseum. Yeah, O.J. Simpson, you know, didn't realize how you see get to the back of a police car.
America's sweetheart, O.J.
This guy played bad guys in so many movies, that guy.
Like that cast type kind of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exotic massage. AC/DC so, Love Boutique.
Over there where we're moving to, where Jerry is already, there are shops like that, like in the mall. They're like, they don't look at it the same way as we do in the U.S. I don't know. How is it for you guys over there? Your side of the pond there.
What's that?
Like shops, like sex toy shops or things like that. Are they just kind of like out in the open, or are they kind of taboo?
Quite out in the open round here.
Are they?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Okay. They're kind of like taboo hidden where we are, like in the U.S. And then I got to Slovakia, which is where I'm moving to, and like it's in the middle of the mall. I was like, okay. Which they do have, like, you can't see what's in the store. Like, you have to, like, so, like, kids can't just walk by and see everything. But, like...
Oh, Jesus! Motorized vibrator there. That is, that's quite something there.
I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah, I think you wouldn't be able to walk for a few days.
Days?
You'd have the John Wayne walk going.
There's poor OJ stuck under
the
van.
Put a whole new meaning to stick up your ass.
Is this some kind of bust? It's very impressive.
OJ with a pickup Nazi.
Oh, Jesus. screaming in fear in the couch.
I do. I do love like turning the closed caption on when we watch the.
Oh.
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 What are the chances on that day? Has dumped shit all over the road.
Oh yeah, there's a cactus right in the middle in Washington D.C.
I've had it. Oh, and there he keeps on going.
And now he's off to be in speed.
There's a bomb on your bus. What do you do? What do you do?
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Oh, that was good.
Whoa. No donuts today?
They're talking about sandwiches and donuts. Mm. Oh, shit. Oh.
Stop firing.
It's Daniel Poo Nelson. I love those out of nowhere gags. Come on, Kappa.
Just remember the two key elements.
You'll never take me alive. It'll be here, Toby snoring. Oh, jeez. He's got the tank.
Oh, God.
Everybody needs a tank.
I like how they're making his name sound like all, like, woo, Savage.
Savage.
It's an indictment of the people and their culture.
He was ready to come out. That's the same thing from Die Hard when they went into the building.
Uh-oh.
And there goes Savage.
Oh, not the kennel.
Oh, yeah, it's a doghouse.
Well, the dog is still in there, I think.
Aw.
City Zoo. Oh, shit. That's a Tiger King situation on our hands.
I still have to watch that.
I haven't had to watch it because everybody on Facebook will tell you what it's all about.
I've seen it. I've seen it. It's very rare you watch like a documentary like that and you have literally no sympathy for anybody in it.
After what I've been told, I don't think I really want to have sympathy for anybody in it.
Well, you know, you kind of watch those things. You expect to feel sorry for someone along the way. And
did you watch Making a Murderer? So in that one, you have clear people that you're like, I feel really bad for so-and-so.
Yeah,
and
you just
don't have that?
No.
I like how quickly he was like, no.
These are all bastards and bitches. Just what, you know. Just shut that zoo down and we just...
I'm enjoying the raps being made about Carol Baskins and how much of a bitch she is. Those are pretty funny.
I love that mobile phone there. It's being overrun by baboons. Well, isn't that the voter's fault?
Something's not changed again.
I feel like that is a joke that can withstand time regardless of what year it is.
Some more great Disney shoulder pad action going on. Disney Dynasty shoulder pad action going on here.
Yeah, woof. Look at that.
Some of those dresses. Holy crap.
They look like bad prom or bridesmaid dresses. Jesus.
There's actually a purple one in the crowd that I'm pretty sure I did wear as a bridesmaid's dress in like 1992.
Just dancing away.
Yeah, see that shiny purple one they keep showing back there in the back?
Oh, that's Mel Torme.
Imagine, like, not so shiny.
We have a sweet thing here called Quality Street, like collection of sweets, which, and they're all wrapped in these colours. That's all I'm thinking now. Is just these are just Quality Street wrappers.
What the fuck dance are they doing?
I was about to say, I had the same question, but
they've got great moves.
I feel like I could do this dance.
Sandy, like, and Danny.
I am white enough that it would not be, nobody would be surprised if I were doing that.
Are you like,
oh, I don't even say white enough. I am that white.
Are you like Elaine dancing on Seinfeld, Dad?
I'm not as bad as Elaine, but I'm pretty bad.
And he's sitting there at this, like, shindig, and he's playing solitaire at the table.
That would be my kid.
Yes, but your kid's not the evil genius behind this, like, whole plot.
He's only 13. Give him some time, Andy.
Is he a lab accident away from being an evil genius?
He's a lab accident of being away from being Dexter. He just doesn't have the annoying big sister.
No, we need more Caden jokes, though.
Oh, my God. His jokes were killing me. And then he said one, like, he got tickled, and he said one wrong, and, like, I didn't notice it until after I posted the video. A friend asked me, she's like, what did he say about Leia? Oh. And I went back and watched it, and I was like, oh. It's even funnier. That's not what he meant to say.
That's like the most boring party ever.
I see a lot of familiar facelifts.
Do you gamble every time I order out?
Which is kind of a true statement.
Yeah, these days, yes.
Do you guys do that thing when you order out of, oh yeah, I'm going to try something new, and then just end up going exactly back to what you like?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's not. I'm glad it's not just a British thing.
I've been heavily eating. Like, if we eat out lately, I've been doing, like, a lot of, like, local, like, supporting local kind of deal.
Yeah.
I just also find the food is better when you do, like, small local places.
Oh, Drevin may be getting a little too close.
And all expense paid to the game.
Door prize.
Gilligan's Island. Dr. Mannheimer.
I know this sounds really bad, but I feel like you have to say his name with a fake accent. I'm very sorry, everyone.
Dr. Mannheimer.
You're bad. It's okay.
Very German name.
Oof. That is not pretty.
at least they're making the party more interesting.
Yeah.
At least they're making the party more interesting, aren't they? You know, you gotta admire that.
Oh, jeez. Got a little ET reference right there.
Oh my God. I'm sorry to everyone that decides to listen to this podcast because of all the snorting I've done this evening. You're only like 41 minutes into this movie. She named her cat Buffy.
And her dog
and
Scruffy.
And her dog Scruffy?
Yes.
Oh my god. That is such a white girl thing.
She's got proper menagerie.
Miranda, you're starting to sound white girl wasted.
I'm not there yet. Okay, chickens in the house.
Puffy and Tuffy.
Oh my god. This shit's a little out of hand.
Comes evil.
I would just like to point out that if he really had bought that giant flower arrangement that he just completely destroyed, it would have cost him so much damn money that he would have been paying way more attention to how he was carrying it.
You got a damn elephant in there, too.
Just throws the flowers away.
She's not ready to make a protein shake. Did she not just dump a whole half gallon of milk in that bitch? Young lady, during these times, you cannot be wasting milk like that.
How big is that fridge?
It's a Mary Poppins, bitch!
It's a Mary Poppins fridge. No, don't get stuck in the fridge. Don't be stuck. You might end up like Cherry and Punky Brewster. Dang, what is she not putting in that shake? Is she on stilts or something?
Okay, she put a banana in there. Why is it orange?
Some sausages.
Oh, that might make me vomit just a little.
A Charleston shoe?
The wrapper and all?
Well, wrapper's got protein.
Say so.
That's a lot better than I'd come up with.
Is that Bernie?
Shane, you're hurting me.
Oh, I thought I saw smoke coming off of something there for a second. I was like, is something burning?
Oh, Jesus. How big were those shoes? Oh, God.
Oh, fuck that noise. It ain't happening, boys and girls. Miranda's tall enough. She ain't wearing that shit.
Watch out for those pigs.
I'm sorry, but if I went to, rob a house or break in to do damage and I started coming across wild animals, I'd be like, fuck that shit, I'm out.
He's so clueless. The guy just walked past.
Sending plane fare in a new pair of
pants. The hell,
dear God, how many clothes has she got on? That is not possible. She has multiple sets of lingerie on. That makes no sense.
Gotta keep everything secure.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, I mean, okay, yeah. Sorry, I was... Yeah, never mind.
And she's had many surgeries, you know. You gotta...
That's quite the pistol, the silencer.
I got some questions. I don't know everything about guns. I don't even claim to know a lot, but I got some concerns right now. I'm just saying.
Memories.
Uh-oh.
She found his weakness.
Songs from the musical Cats.
See, at this point, I would have already realized, like, oh, wait. What the fuck?
Wait, is this a duet? Can it be? I love this one. They're fighting also, and they both see after a glimpse of her naked.
I don't know why she didn't grab the curtain already. Like, does anybody else have to look behind their curtain when they go to the bathroom just to make sure? Like, just out of curiosity. Like, I know nothing's back there, but I got to check anyway.
No.
No? Okay, just me then? All right.
Oh, them dang
see,
pigs.
And that's why you don't decide to go in and go ahead and like murder or burglar or do mergulate whatever you want to do to a person who has that many damn farm animals, because one is going to trip you and you're going to get stuck.
Dang. Is it mergulate or is it birder?
I usually say mergulate, but at that moment I got stuck and so I called it burglate.
We're inventing new words for that.
Yes. Mergulate.
That's a lot of water. Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh. I like how everybody's like, what happened to the water pressure? Oh, fuck. Never mind. I don't give a shit. I don't want no part of that.
If I were you, popping. I would leave till the carpet's got shampoo.
Who'd want to kill you before tonight? Only the cable company. The Habsburg Valdez. I feel like such a fool. I work for the bad guy again. Why does it keep happening in these movies?
But at least she realizes at the convenient moment she's been going out with the wrong gun.
This is true. She could have let it go a little bit too far.
Yes.
Which I guess she still kind of did.
Are they going to get back together? I don't know.
Here we go.
That slow burn of will they, won't they?
I ran away from you once. Here we go, another montage.
Here we go.
With Ghost. A hunger for your touch. Sounds like Miranda's a big fan of Ghost. Oh, feet.
Oh,
more feet.
Feet. Gross. Can you sing it anymore? I'm done. Oh, yuck. Yuck.
Hello. Yeah, you don't want to get clay in your naughty bits.
No, I was going to say, of all the places to get clay.
I would just like to point out that, ladies and gentlemen, if you have clay in your parts, you're probably going to have some issues. Like, you might want to go see your doctor for an antibiotic. That's been obvious sex talk with Miranda.
Even though your doctor might be a bit busy at the moment, that is still something you need to go see.
If there's enough clay in your trousers to make a bloody ashtray, your gut issues.
I'm just saying, if he had enough clay in his pants and she did too, and that is like all kinds of wrong for your vagina, and you probably need some antibiotics. I'm just saying.
That's the second vagina reference tonight.
Sorry. Oh,
look at all these phallic references here.
Euphemisms happening all over the place.
And there's little, yeah, oil pumps and trains and hot dogs and roller coasters and cannonballs launching. Oh, there we go.
Torpedoes launching.
Dams breaking.
Crowd standing in awe.
Fireworks
going off. Slam dunk.
I have so many comments right now that I will keep to myself.
Oh, good lord.
But self-censorship.
See? I'm not that drunk because I can still censor myself.
He's trying to put on a bloody wetsuit.
But it's clearly way too small for him. Oh, and he's tried multiple times. Oh, Lord.
That's not fogged. The engine's up for her. I don't know. Would you feel safe if you saw this as the cop that was coming to, like, save you? This reminds me of, like, the first time I worked with one of the editors at work. I mean, he's still there, but he looks old as shit. I mean, first, I told him, I said, the first time he walked in, I said, I hope that's the editor's father.
See, I'll just go ahead and throw this out there because I won't get in trouble for saying this, but the police department I worked for, the cops that were that old, they sat up front and were, are like, they stayed in the office and they did, like, when somebody came in to do a report, they took those. We called them desks. Sergeants.
They're on paperwork.
It's like they still had the knowledge and the ability to work, but they didn't need to be out patrolling, basically.
Some Exxon Valdez references here.
I'm loving these tests they're giving them.
Those field sobriety tests.
Yeah, field sobriety, pee in a cup. Please don't ask me to do a field sobriety test after this anymore.
For God's sake, don't swim here.
My brother actually paid to have solar panels on his house. He got some sort of tax break, yeah. When he and his wife bought their house in Texas, they put a complete solar panel on it.
You know, nuclear energy safe?
No, thanks.
There's a dog with two tails.
It's like that Simpsons episode where the fish has, like, six eyeballs.
Yes.
Which yeah, I will say... Oh, sorry, Ben?
That nuclear advert does look like something like Mr. Burns would have come up with, but doesn't it?
Right. That's actually what my kid is in the other room watching. He's like loving that Disney Plus has every episode of The Simpsons.
We've only just got it here, over here. It's like 30 seasons of The Simpsons? What?
Yeah. See, we've had Disney Plus here since like March, but what's funny is I gave my husband all the login information and he's in Milwaukee right now for work. He can't until like I think last month. He's not been able to use it.
Oh no.
But we just started letting our son watch Simpsons at season 30. He turned 13 this last summer, so we just started letting him watch it, and he's eating up all the back episodes. And he
that poor dog.
My dog would be livid right now. It would, like... I tried to take my dog for a walk with us yesterday, and the squirrels are out in, like, full fucking force right now. Bad idea. I think I jerked my shoulder out of socket. Oh, God, that poor lineman. Oh, it's OJ. Never mind. He's not really a lineman. Well, actually, what position did he play?
He's a running back.
Okay. Yes or no, he's not a lineman.
Let your creep that running back. That was pretty good. Fix up the hair there.
Right? That was like his face was all like black with soot too, and it's all gone. Goulet does have some really pretty eyes. I'll just put that out there.
That would be me.
Swimming in Rolls. I love it.
That's a signal. Oh shit.
I honestly, so I love British mysteries, and as you ever notice, there's always like that bumbling police guy that like can't figure anything out in the British mysteries. I hate and love that at the same time, because all of the good old detective things like this, it's always a bumbling whole force that just figures it out.
This is a real Dr. Meinheimer. Jawohl. And here are the Redmonds.
The weekend guest.
They look just like regular Joe Schmo from next door. The guy's probably like, what the fuck am I even doing in here? What is this?
Nice. The pleasure is all mine.
Andy, can you write a different screenplay where I'm the bad guy?
There you go. Plot twist. It was Miranda the whole time.
Miranda all along.
Never suspected it. She gave you an apple pie when you moved in.
You thought she was trying to be nice. Well,
I finished my drink. I should probably go to the water so I don't feel like shit in the morning.
Oh, why is there all this baseball equipment?
Awful. The poor doctor. Which, although, knowing that he's Vernon Dursley later and he's such a shithead, you kind of want to be like, keep going!
In the head with all those horseshoes and stuff.
Oh!
Oh.
I would just like to say this man has now had like 42 concussions in the matter of like 10 minutes.
There's 43.
Oil.
Oh! Oh. I do like how when the oil spilled on him, though, it makes his thing across his mouth. Now it looks like he's got, like, little teeth marks. Like the Joker mask?
Yes.
That would have killed him, but I'm just, you know. Corpse explodes in casket. Horrified family. Did you guys read that?
He's wearing the same headphones that were advertised.
What?
He was wearing the same headphones that were being advertised.
Oh, was he?
I love that Frank looks at his body and realizes he's the one who's done it, but I'll just stay quiet and don't tell anybody anything.
He's got to take off all his badges and his bra.
Oh, Is that enough? Did you expect OJ to be really, really bad in this? And he's not.
Well, like, they didn't give him that much to do, which was good.
Well, that's true, but, like, he's not bad. Like, that is a, like, classic Bush face. This man did an amazing job as Bush.
There's nothing like amazing Bush, I tell you.
Wow. Yeah,
really?
He went there.
What? I meant the impression. You guys are the ones with the dirty minds.
The fact that Ben and I both went, I don't know that it means we have dirty minds. It just, yeah. We've also been watching a movie full of euphemisms. And you expect not to, yeah.
Yeah, we're coming desensitized. We're fine.
Boy, that is...
Priscilla's completed the Quality Street set here with the green dress.
That
he
is
really does look green. Like a completely different person. Like, I know that's Priscilla Presley, and I've known it the whole movie, but, like, does that make sense? Like, when you were talking earlier, like, the amount of Botox, how pretty she was then.
Oh, see it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just getting some fresh air. Ugh, that's garbage. Blech.
I blew up in your ear.
That's
she hasn't done anything on camera other than like being like herself since like what, 90s?
Yeah. Nah, she's just living off the Presley fortune, I guess.
I mean, she did enough acting that if she was smart with her money, besides the Presley fortune, she's probably, you know.
Yeah, she was on Dallas and those other things.
Mm-hmm. She was also on like one episode of this and one episode of that and three episodes of this. Like,
did she really do anything else apart from this? I mean, you guys will know better than me, but this is all I know her for.
What's that?
Apart from being Elvis's wife, obviously.
She was on the TV show Dallas for...
Yeah, really the only thing she's known for is the fact that she's Elvis Presley's, and then she was on Dallas, and she was in the Naked Gun movie. So that's it as far as, you know, like,
Tim is still upset that you can't, that Dallas isn't streaming anywhere. A very convincing mariachi band.
Like the dollar store version of Three Caballeros. That's one of mine and Andy's favorites.
Yes. We'll get there soon, actually.
We are.
You got to admire their commitment to the pie.
Right?
Yeah, they're going all for it.
But the thing is, they're not bad either. They're in sync. They can play the instruments.
Got them, Dick Dashley mustaches going.
I was about to say. They can do the thing with the guitars.
A little ZZ Top there.
Caden has a guitar like that. I'm wondering if I should just, like, practice this whole quarantine.
There you go.
Not playing it, spinning it really cool like that. Come on, people.
I didn't pay all this money for you to spin it.
Thing is, OJ doesn't look bad with that mustache thing. I know it's fake, but, like, he could pull it off. Shut it!
Driven. Okay, and the Chicago Bears just having me drive it walking by.
Heck yeah! I don't know
if those are any of those are real Chicago Bears.
No, they're not. I was going to ask.
Well,
they might be like guys that sit on the bench. I'd have to like pay more attention. get all excited when my sports teams are in.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on the IMDb about, you know, Chicago Bears or himself.
Right. Did you know they'd put that on there?
Speaking of amazing Bush.
Oh, right in them. Oh, what a way to land. There's the fake doctor. Mannheim. It's a miracle. This old guy is like, I can do it. President Bush is like, what's happening? There's Frank all passed out. He made about, what, $5-6 in there, I think?
He's doing all right.
Okay, so actually, yes, all of those gentlemen were members of the Chicago Bears as a cameo role.
Huh?
Ah.
I had to know.
Did they say who the players were?
It just says members of the Chicago Bears have cameo roles.
Oh.
That's on the Wikipedia. I'm sure if I'd like dug a little deeper, I could probably figure it out. What's really funny is I could probably show my husband and he'd be like, oh, that's this person, this person, and this person.
Oof. That's a birthmark in the Sheba Whistler's mother. That is... Try to rub it off. Oh, God.
Obviously, if
I just like to know, like, how do you get a birthmark in the shape of your mother on your ass?
I don't know, genetics.
I don't think so, Andy. I don't think so.
He signed a confession.
Signed confessions don't look like that. Sorry, everybody.
Don't ruin things.
He had his suit under the mariachi.
That guy rips off his mariachi thing like he's like Superman or some shit.
Gilly's had enough. He's got to go.
Why was he slipping and sliding on the floor if he hadn't mopped there yet?
It's like a scene out of the Breakfast Club. Evil energy men are ruined. Darn it.
Dermot.
Curses foiled again.
Like, every time there's a dastardly villain, he's always got a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't get it. What the? Say again. Just, oh.
Yes, I know. You
Guns
don't...
101 with Miranda. This is not.
I love that. That's straight out of the TV show.
Right, yeah.
The bloody shootout's going to be over by the time he gets that gun put together.
Right? Which is totally not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
They're throwing their guns at each other.
Coming soon to an episode of Geek and Sassy, Guns 101.
So Kanan just came in here and he watched Liz and Nelson and the other guy shooting each other from like a foot away, and Kanan mimicked me like, why doesn't he just throw it and hit him with it? He's like, why does he just hit him with it?
Oof. OJ did it again. You're on my groin.
You're on my groin.
There's always a plan B. All right, who else is almost dead?
This Ray's hand comes up.
The other guy left off there.
Talk, you low life.
Well, all kind of guys like, well, that's the attitude you're gonna take. You can be nicer to me, even though I'm low life scum.
Uh oh, here comes the monologue.
I need to explain my dastardly plan in every detail.
Well, I like Dr. Doofenshmirtz so much from Phineas and Ferb, because he always explains in detail a theory just exactly what he's trying to accomplish.
It's a Doofenshmirtzinator. Oh, apparently a platypus. That was a funny show. That was a...
That show was amazing. And the villain always asks, what do you think of that? Like, so remember that when you're writing your next screenplay. I have to ask them, so what do you think about that? Like people can name all the these days.
Oof.
Which I admit, sometimes I have to use a map.
Start calling you Dora the Explorer. I know the way for Dora to go.
I used to make up, and I said this once on a Geek and Sucky episode, but I used to make up in my brain all kinds of stories of what like Dora was really doing. Huh? Like, her parents were sending her on, like, missions that she had no clue about. That's why you never saw her parents, because it would implicate them. It got me through the day, okay?
And then he gets killed by a lion. He survives a 15-story drop. Guys,
well, that's a lion, not a tiger, but I told you there was some tiger king shit going to happen.
Oh my.
If you're going to be blown to this, I want to be here with you.
I'd be like, I love you, but not that much. Frank, the bomb.
I wouldn't want Gary to die, but I wouldn't want to die either, but we have a kid, so one of us, or both of us, need to run real fast. I'm going to go for both of us.
Meanwhile, back at the dinner.
Right. Man, his speech is still going on about renewable energy.
The entire room is out.
And to be honest, renewable energy is fantastic, but I would probably also be asleep. Although some of these are like dress.
These positions,
half yoga shit on the table.
Yeah.
He's doing like reverse dead man plow.
Stroking the bomb.
They're straight up screaming, wake up, there's a bomb, and nobody is waking up.
Every crevice of a silken femininity.
if you want, I have a book that's probably pretty similar. I could turn to a page and see if it really is like that.
That's right up Miranda's alley.
I read everything to include what my husband likes to refer to as my smut. Sometimes they use words, though, with it that I'm like, bleh, I can't do it. Can't finish this book.
Do you guys have something? Do you guys have Mills and Boone? Is that a thing over there? I can't remember. It's called Mills and Boone, this publishing company. My nana used to read it all the time, and it used to be all this kind of stuff. And my nana was like the sweetest old lady you've ever met. And then you'd read some of this stuff, and you're like, Nan.
So in the US, we have Harlequin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really funny is I think they're all owned by like the same people. Mm-hmm. It's just like in one part of the world they're called one thing, and one part of the world. Weird. Yeah, my grandma was the same thing, though. My grandma, though, it kind of didn't surprise me because she was the person that her favorite word was the C word. I won't say it because I hate it, and we're not here to say that word. So my grandma would call people that word all the time, but she also, like, when my grandpa would flip his back, like, if he would turn around and he'd say something like, she'd flip him off with both fingers. So when I found my grandma's stash of Harlequins, which is probably why I love Roman novels, it didn't really surprise me that much. But she was the lady that if she wasn't cussing at my grandpa, was like donating all she could, going to church, and the door was open, doing jigsaw puzzles. So at first oh, wait, she does like the C word a whole lot.
You think my nan was like this sweet old lady, sat in the chair, you know, made us a cup of tea, you know, got my granddad, you know, she would just sit there being this lovely lady. And then you'd see some of these books and you're like, that, this is filth.
It'd be like if the queen was reading it. You'd be like, what is going on? That's what I picture right now. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, the plot was, you know, everybody was saved because the plug came out.
Like how sometimes just unplug it. Which is the first thing that when you call any tech support, they're like, well, did you unplug it and plug it back in?
That's what I told Matt tonight. I'm like, my Wi-Fi is like, well, fucking reboot it.
I saw the message.
Have you switched it off and switched it on again?
Usually if I have to call, I do the whole, like, I've already turned it off, I've already turned it back on, I've already unplugged it, I've already disconnected it from the wall. Please don't ask me if I've done any of those things.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same with our help desk at work. Yes, I've done all that.
I know that. Not a moron.
And all the fight you
go to a 7-Eleven without an interpreter. Wow.
We don't even have 7-Elevens down here. I know what they are.
Oh, we have them. They're not where I live. They're not a lot around, but there's in other areas there are. I think they're putting a 7-Eleven in the mall here. I'm like, why? It's not a mall thing.
I say with that one, even I wouldn't work in a mall, 7-Eleven. Even I know that.
I mean,
that is
sure.
A really odd thing to put in a mall.
I know. Sure, if you want a Slurpee while you're doing some shopping, but who doesn't, you know, want a Slurpee?
I remember my friend getting really excited. Like, I knew what 7-Elevens were, but I didn't know about the whole, like, bring your own cup Slurpee day.
Oh, God.
Her dad got KFC buckets. And took them to 7-Eleven for a get you bring your own cup day.
Oh, God.
Poor Barbara, for heaven's sake.
She has took a proper beating in this film.
I just like to say Barbara Bush is a badass for all the beatings and how she's hanging on to a place where you can't even possibly hang from.
Yeah,
her knickers.
Nancy Reagan would have been like on the ground. Yeah, say no to this, bitch. What?
I'm sorry. Everybody can disagree if they want. Barbara Bush was kind of a badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was awesome.
I like her. She did a lot when she was first lady.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was a fun watch. What do you guys think?
Okay. running through the credits right now, and there's actually credits for the Crossdressers. It says Crossdressers, and it names people that were Crossdressers in the movie. That's pretty awesome.
Cable person, that's another credit in there. What do you want? I'm the cable person.
I like when movies do the, especially movies that take a really long time, and they list all the babies born.
Yes.
That cracks me up. It's typically in Marvel movies because they do take so long. They list cream
grip, poly grip, what the hell is a grip?
Yeah,
I do wonder sometimes, like, what does that mean? Like, what is that? Poly grip? What the hell is Polygrip?
And it says Martha Ray, she did the Polygrip commercials.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she was referred to as the Big Mouth. General Schwarzkopf, welcome home.
Yes.
George Foreman.
I mean, this is why everybody makes fun of my son, but when we go to any kind of movie, we sit through the entire credit. Mm-hmm. And people come in the theater and they'll be like, oh, hey, there's no cutscenes. And he's like, I know. Like, we just keep watching them. And this is why you should.
Yeah, like, Marvel's got kind of, what's it in everybody now to just stay still in the space?
Deep sea drivers.
It's kind of interesting, but if you read them, like, stock answer, I'll have it ready in the morning. Like, come on, this shit is hysterical. Kaboom, acronym.
People who acted
And now it's like, people who actually acted in the movie. Go ahead and tell you who they are now.
There was some... People sometimes put recipes for cookies in the credits, stuff like that.
That happens a lot in books. If you go to the very back, they'll be like, oh, by the way, on page like 34, we talked about her grandma's recipe for blah, blah, blah. Here it is. I love when they do that, too.
There are people being credited by the line they had in the movie.
I think that's really cool. I'm saying that's like the whole point of like staying after. It's like really, really cool. You're on my groin. Maybe that's what I should have done. Become a stunt woman. Because people have like David Headlong Plunge for their name.
Mickey.
Norris.
Mickey, this guy's really nuts.
What? Eugene Splat Collier.
What's your name?
What, my stunt name?
Yeah. Mr. Griffith Stunt Butt.
Ben, I'll go for probably Kaplunk. Ben Kaplunk Lock.
Gotta come up with a name.
Yeah. Oh, that was a funny movie.
It was.
Space energy, communication, natural energy. Oh, that's so funny. They list all the, like, the energy places. Oh, they're still talking.
Chilling in the Arctic, bad. It's funny stuff.
Oh, and of course, as soon as it ends, you know, Netflix is notorious for like, You should watch next. We're going to show you the trailer in 5, 4, 3, 2. It's trying to get me to watch Tiger King, guys.
I know. They want me to watch Tiger King also. Those bastards.
It's not happening.
Oh.
I don't know. Part of me wants to live watch it with somebody through all the episodes. So, like, as we're baffled, we can, like, outwardly be like, are you fucking kidding me? But I don't know. I don't know if I really want to go there. I really don't.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to avoid it as much as I can. It's like the plague. The
last possible moment.
Y'all, I got sucked into Love is Blind. I ain't fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice.
I got sucked into it too. And then at the end, I was like, I need to know. And I may or may not now follow one of the couples on Instagram.
Wow.
Jenny did this to me. I went to stay the weekend with Jenny, and she was like, let's watch Love is Blind. And I look at her husband, John, and he was like, I'm sorry, Miranda, I'm sorry. And I watched episode one, and I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, do you want to continue? And I was like, I need to know, bitch.
Yeah.
We were kind of getting play-by-play on this, Miranda.
Do what?
We were getting play-by-play.
Yes. She was sending play-by-play to, like, Andy and everybody.
It's like, I got Miranda watching.
And I was making some facial expressions. I was like, what? Like, the first, like, will you marry me? I was like, oh, fuck! And I was, like, covering my face. And I was like, what the shit?
Well, once you've watched them first couple of episodes, you need to, like you say, you need to finish it. You need to see what actually happened.
You really do. You really do. I also am told I make a really good Jessica impression, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, oh, my God. Mark is younger than me. Like,
oh, my God. He's like a personal trainer.
Did you know she was 34? I don't know if she mentioned that.
I'm 34. Oh, I'm 34. Jesus.
All right. So on that note, we're going to wrap up this episode of Laugh in Isolation Theater. Anything you guys want to promote or say, check out you guys on. No idea when this is going up. Check out Ben on Special Relations over on the PlayStation Wrestling feed.
We might. I know we've got an episode with Jenny is already up. We've got a live episode that we did on Podbean that I think is going to be coming up probably before this comes out. So hopefully we've got two episodes coming up in April.
All right. Miranda, you can hear her with me on Pop Goes the Classics, our Disney watch, which is definitely not the same as these shows. I can tell you that much. We'll be watching Fantasia next with Chad. And then
they are family friendly. Yeah, I mean, we are ourselves, but they are family friendly.
Yes, we strive to make that the most G rated podcast in all of Place to Be Nation.
I mean, I might say shit sometimes, but that's probably about it.
Do you have to go back on yourself as soon as you're sworn?
No, see, I worked inside the school system as like I volunteer my time, and then I'm also a tutor, so I'm pretty good at knowing like when you don't need to cuss. It's just like it's really hard because internally I'm like shit. I'm really good at like knowing like when it's appropriate. Sometimes it just flows out of me though, and I can't help it. I can't help it.
But also check out Miranda on Geek and Sassy, over on The Jenny Position. And check me out on all my shows. There's Leffen Theater, Great Debate, Looking Forward, Looking Back's on hiatus until movies start coming out again.
Right. I mean, a lot are going to direct to download, so maybe we'll have some for you again.
Yes, so. We may do some Pop Goes and Movies on some direct to streaming and on demand movies, like the Bird movie. It's coming out.
It's not a bird movie.
To Disney Plus. Yes, check out RM is Foul. We will definitely have a Pop Goes and Movies. We may even have a live watch. Who knows? Somebody swore on tape that they were going to do it.
Yes,
so.
They did. Multiple. There are multiple chats where it is typed out and verbally said in numerous podcasts. I'm just saying. You know, I got a lot of people on my side on this one.
And you know who you are.
Yes, you know who you are.
All right.
And Onward, I'll throw this out there. Onward is actually on Disney Plus, and I highly recommend it.
Yes. So it's a fun movie. I actually, we saw it in the theater before.
We did too.
Corona. But
it was like the last thing before COVID that we had to do.
I think
so. We went to Jenny's and we saw Onward. I've not done anything since then.
Yeah, I went to Money Elimination Chamber with the Cowboy and D'Amato right before everything hit the fan. So it was a lot of fun to be out. I guess. Right? Really... All right.
Since everyone has like plenty of time to do things during the quarantine, we have lots of feeds, and you can like, comment, and share, and follow, and ask questions. And I'm just going to pimp us all out there because we ain't got nothing better to do right now but give you entertainment. So please give us feedback.
Yes. And if you listen this far, thank you very much for sticking with us. So check out everything going on here at Plays of the Nation. Check out the Jenny position. Check out the North-South Connection website, Facebook pages. New tournament coming soon. Can't announce it because the Place to Be podcast always gets the announcement, but, you know, that'll be coming out very shortly. Once that episode posts, then it will get out there a few days later. So the Sports Logo Tournament is almost over as of this recording. So we'll see what happens. And then the big Summer Music Tournament is coming, and that will be announced once the next tournament is wrapping up. So, for Miranda Berthold, Ben Locke, I am Ian Yethin. Thank you for joining us on this special episode of Laugh in Isolation Theater. And we'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.
Oh, God.